A good Sabbath day to you all. Glad that you can be with us once again. Now today I would like to speak about one word. Wisdom. Biblical objectives are seldom discussed or aimed at. If they are mentioned, they are mostly sneered at or ignored as irrelevant in this day and age. Yet, biblical objectives are by far the most important and the most valuable of all. This afternoon, we will consider the biblical objective of wisdom. King Solomon, one of the wisest, richest, and most famous men who ever lived, said these words. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. What is wisdom? These are powerful words. But what is wisdom? The scriptures abound with texts as to what wisdom can do for a person, what wisdom is worth, what benefits wisdom brings in its wake, and from where wisdom can be obtained. But again I ask, what is wisdom? Well, the answer is found in the Bible, in these verses. Turn with me to Job, chapter 28, verse 28. Job, chapter 28, verse 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Now, to fear the Lord, it means to believe that he exists, to stand in holy awe before him, to believe him and have faith in him, to respect him, his son, and his law, to be afraid of him and to tremble at his word. There are some who demand and command God as though he were a servant or equal. These folks do not fear the Lord. They insult him by their foolish antics and words. There are others, multiplied millions, who say in their hearts, there is no God. According to Scripture, these people are fools. Psalm 14, verse 1. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. What about wise believers? Wisdom often manifests itself in high-class work, especially in work for the Lord. Men, women, and even children can have wisdom. Here are a few examples. Joseph. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 41, verse 39. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. What about Bezalel and Aholiab? Turn with me, if you will, to Exodus chapter 35, beginning in verse 30. Exodus chapter 35, beginning in verse 30. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Verse 32, and to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. Verse 34, and he hath put in his heart that he may teach, both he and Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. Verse 35, them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen and of the weaver, even of them that do any work and of those that devise cunning work. What about women? Turn to Exodus chapter 35. You're already there. Go back to verse 25. Exodus 35, verse 25. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. Verse 26. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. What about Solomon? Turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 11. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. What about Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, at the age of 12 years? Turn with me to Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. What about obedience? Moses, speaking to the children of Israel, said these words about the Almighty's commandments. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Ezra chapter 7, verse 25. Ezra chapter 7, verse 25. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. Now let's talk about some humility and pride. Wisdom only flourishes in the atmosphere of humility. When pride enters, wisdom is corrupted. It will wither and it will die. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Verse 24. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. When he was first created, Lucifer was a being of great beauty and wisdom. But Lucifer became proud and fell. His fall corrupted his wisdom, and he became Satan, the devil. Turn with me in your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 28, beginning in verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 28, beginning in verse 17. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Now let's talk about the gospel of salvation. The world's population is basically foolish. People are not born wise. None of us, including myself, instinctively fears God. In fact, the very opposite is true. The human heart, yours, mine, and everyone else's, is by nature corrupt. That's the stunning scriptural verdict on the human heart. It is deceitful and desperately wicked. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, a verse we all know by heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? In order to reach and save the wicked human mind, the Almighty made available the gospel of salvation, which is to be preached in all the world. To most people, the gospel of salvation comes across as a farce, as a discourse of pure foolishness. But to some, to those who are called and believe, it is the power of God unto salvation. From the following text, you can easily assess yourself and see in which camp you lie, with the foolish or with the wise. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now that we know something about wisdom, the next question is, how does one obtain wisdom? One cannot attend a university or college and sign up for a course on wisdom. So how do we get wisdom? The Bible provides the answer. Turn with me to 1 Chronicles, chapter 22, verse 11. 1 Chronicles, chapter 22, verse 11. Now, my son, this is King David speaking to his son Solomon, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he has said of thee. Verse 12. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Daniel chapter 2, verse 23. Daniel chapter 2, verse 23. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. If you want wisdom, you must ask the Almighty God for it, for he is the fountainhead of wisdom. He is more eager to give wisdom to the foolish than we are to ask for it. Ask, and ye shall receive. The Savior once said, turn to Luke chapter 11, verse 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Now go on to James chapter 1, verse 5. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. There's also rewards. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And as always in my sermons, I always like to do a summary. It's no different with this sermon. Wisdom is far more valuable than rubies, gold, or fame. Make wisdom a prime objective in life. Wisdom is defined as being the fear of the Lord, which means having a holy respect and reverence for the Almighty, for His Son, for His Word, and for His law. Wisdom exhibits itself in working for the Lord in whatever capacity He chooses. Think of Bezalel, Aholiab, the wise women of Israel, Daniel, Ezra, and Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. Wisdom makes believers obedient. Wisdom makes believers humble and happy. Yahweh's laws are the spiritual specifications for wisdom. Obey them. When corrupted, wisdom turns to foolishness. It even denies the existence of God. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Wisdom comes from above, from the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He is the source of wisdom, the fountainhead. To obtain wisdom, one must ask Him for it. You cannot buy wisdom. It is priceless. That is why Jehovah gives it on request, free of charge. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is the power of God, the living wisdom of God. Wisdom brings life, happiness, and blessing. It is by far one of Yahweh's greatest gifts. Make sure that you avail yourself of this priceless possession. Remember that wisdom is available free of charge. All you have to do to receive it is ask. Amen.